This is Northwest News from KPLU. In 1 month, the Washington State Supreme Court could do something it has never done before, hold the state legislature in contempt. That threat stems from lawmakers' failure to meet the court's order to pump billions of new dollars into public education by 2018. As KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes explains, three groups have formally offered their ideas about how to force the legislature to act on the 2012 McCleary ruling.
To comply with the court's order, one analysis says lawmakers will have to come up with at least another $3 billion for education in its next two-year budget. By one tally, that means Washington could dismantle its Department of Corrections, close every community college in the state, and still not have enough money to meet the court's McCleary ruling. In a friend of the court brief, a coalition of advocacy groups argues the court cannot allow lawmakers to fund schools with cuts to other services. Rachel Myers heads the Washington Low Income Housing Alliance, which signed on to one of the petitions.
I don't think there's any way that we can meet the McCleary mandate and not raise revenue and hold other important programs harmless. I think there's no other solution besides raising revenue and closing loopholes.
A second brief went further, asking the court to require lawmakers to raise taxes as part of its remedy. And State Superintendent Randy Dorn filed a brief himself, saying the court should stop the state from spending money on anything other than public schools or essential services if lawmakers drag their feet in 2015. But lawyers for the legislature argue these penalties would be counterproductive. They say lawmakers haven't come up with more funding more quickly because they simply can't agree. As they told the court in May, quote, accomplishing reform of this magnitude takes time. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.